Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where I'm sharing my walk with Christ with you. Today is June the 23rd, 2021. Well, yesterday we discussed how God avouched for his people. We also discussed that God confirmed his promise by an oath to New Testament saints. We mentioned how this gives us hope, which is sure and steadfast. That's found in Hebrews 6, 16 through 18, or 19. It says, verse 17, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, but that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. You know, that was kind of my thought all day yesterday and during the evening and so forth. I've been thinking about that a lot. And then I was listening to a podcast. And so I was thinking about that hope all day long. And then I was listening to a podcast discussing a basketball player from the mountains of eastern Kentucky. And basketball fans in the state of Kentucky are in love with this player. He's a young player who's they're hoping will be recruited to play for the University of Kentucky. And on the podcast, they discussed why players from eastern Kentucky are beloved by fans. One of the reasons discussed was the fact that many people have a connection to the mountains. Therefore, almost everyone feels a connection to those players. The desire is for those players to succeed. So as I thought about that, I thought about why that desire would be present. Why is everyone so enamored with a player from the mountains of eastern Kentucky? And I think the reason is because when a player is successful, that gives everyone from the mountains hope. The hope is that if that person succeeds, then you know what? Maybe I can have success. And if I have success, maybe my family can have success. Success for one breeds hope for another. Just think about that. Because that person was successful, that gives me hope that I can be successful too. Now, we want to understand that just because one player from the mountains may have some success on the basketball court, it doesn't mean that another will, and it doesn't mean that you will. And really, that's a false hope. It's not a bad thing because hope is good because hope gives us courage and excites us to move forward. But you know, just because one player is successful doesn't mean that we're all going to be. But I want us to think about that. As I thought about that text, I thought about the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. We have hope because of the promise of God. And we have a hope that is a real hope. It's not a hope that's built upon the physical talents of someone else. It's not hope that is built upon the fickleness of someone else. We have a hope that is built upon the finished work of Christ. Christ went to the cross, he paid the sin debt, and he was resurrected the third day. And the work of Jesus was proven effective when he was raised from the dead. So the hope that we have as followers of Christ, of those who have trusted in him, it's a hope which is not temporary, but it's a hope which is eternal. And as we said last night, it is a hope which is sure and steadfast. It anchors the soul because we're not trusting in us. We're trusting in Christ. We're not trusting in our abilities. We're trusting in what Christ has already accomplished. We're not trusting in our thoughts or ideas, we're trusting in the promise of God. And so we have a hope, and it's a real hope, and it's sure and steadfast, and it anchors our soul. So today I want you to think about your hope. Why do you have hope? Is your hope in your own talent? Is your hopes in the talents of some other man? Or is your hope in Jesus? Is your hope in the resurrection? So we know that we're going to live again because our hope is in Jesus Christ, that he was raised again from the dead. And since he was raised again from the dead, we know that we're going to be raised again from the dead too, because he has given us his life. We have a real hope. And I pray that your hope that you have will be sure and steadfast, and it will anchor your soul in your trust for Jesus. Lord, today we thank you for hope. We thank you for the hope of the resurrection. I pray that you would help your people to have faith, and that their faith would be strengthened as they recognize the source of their hope. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thanks for watching. Until next time, Brother Mark signing off.